We are now going to talk about our third type of problem with the immune system, and that is when we start making materials against our own body. We talked about hypersensitivities, we talked about immunodeficiencies, and now we're going to talk about autoimmunity. What are some of the clinical signs of autoimmunity? One of the clinical signs is you may have an elevated serum level of immunoglobulin. That's not very specific there. That doesn't help you very much. But you also may have autoantibodies. Once you find autoantibodies, then you know that there's some sort of autoimmune condition going on. You may have a decreased level of complement. Now, if you'll remember back to type 2 and type 3 hypersensitivities, what is involved? Complement is involved in both of those. So in autoimmunity, you may have a decrease in complement levels. You may have immune complexes. You know that in systemic lupus, you have immune complexes that are deposited. In rheumatoid arthritis, you have immune complexes that are deposited. And you may have lesions in the tissue. What is a lumpy, bumpy lesion? It is a deposit of what? Antigen, antibodies, and complement in tissues. Okay, these are some of the diagnostic tools that you use for autoimmunity. We usually exhibit tolerance to our own self. We're tolerant to ourselves. We don't mess with ourselves. But there are times that we develop problems in our own system, and that's called autoimmune diseases. Let's look at some of the more common autoimmune diseases that you should know that USMLE will more likely ask you. The first one is called rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis results in inflammation of the joints. Why does that happen? That happens because we make an IgM antibody against our own IgG. And these complexes go down into the joints. When they get into the joints, they have bound complement. Complement is activated. We form all of the CA fragments of complement. And we end up getting lots of neutrophils, and those neutrophils actually destroy that bone. So in rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of it is the reaction of our own inflammatory system. Number two, the second failure of our immune system is systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. This is usually multi-organ. It usually occurs in young women. One of the clinical signs, although that's not absolutely necessary, that absolutely does not occur all the time, is a butterfly rash. The involvement is actually a type 3 hypersensitivity. The antigen antibody complexes, they go down and they get deposited in the kidney. And this is a lumpy, bumpy pattern of immunofluorescence. What should you remember about SLE? You should certainly know that the primary antibody that is involved in diagnosis is an antibody against our own double-stranded DNA. That's the confirmation test for SLE. Number three, the third kind of autoimmune disease, or the third classification, is Good Pasture syndrome. Good Pasture syndrome affects our lungs and our kidneys. It results in linear deposits of IgG and complement in the alveolar and glomerular basement membranes. This antibody is directed against type 4 collagen. Again, you must be able to differentiate lumpy bumpy from linear fluorescence. The next type of autoimmune disease is multiple sclerosis. I want you to understand that this is an antibody and this is a mononuclear cell infiltrate against our own myelin basic protein. So this involves cells as well as antibodies against our own basic myelin protein. Myasthenia gravis is an autoimmune disease. This is a disease of where we make antibody against our own acetylcholine receptors. It destroys these receptors, and as a result, we're going to have a faulty neuromuscular signal transmission. Another example of autoimmune disease is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. In Hashimoto's thyroiditis, this is different than Graves' disease. This is where we have an antibody against thyroid tissue, and the thyroid tissue is destroyed. If the thyroid tissue is destroyed, that means we're going to be hypothyroid rather than hyperthyroid like we were in Graves' disease. What is the diagnostic test that tells you for sure that it is Hashimoto's thyroiditis? You need to find antibodies against thyroglobulin and antibodies against microsomal antigen. That is indicative of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Graves' disease, which we've already discussed before, is an antibody against our own TSH receptors. We continue to stimulate our TSH receptors to make TSH, which keeps the thyroid turned on. Graves' disease is hyperthyroidism. Another example of autoimmune disease is type 1 diabetes. We are making antibody against our own B cells in the islets of Langerhans. We are also destroying those cells by cytotoxic cells. So we have anti-islet antibodies, we have anti-insulin antibodies, and we have T cytotoxic cells that are destroying that particular pancreas. And as a result, we cannot make insulin. That's type 1. Insulin-dependent diabetes. Pernicious anemia. Pernicious anemia is an autoimmune disease. It is an autoimmune disease of where we are making antibodies, autoantibodies, against intrinsic factor. We are making autoantibodies against our own parietal cells. As a result of that, we end up having a defect in B12, and that defect in B12 will end up forming a defect in red cells. We may have an autoimmunity against our own platelets. Antibody against our own platelets result in petechial hemorrhages, in bleeding, disease, etc. There are many types of treatments of autoimmune diseases. It really depends on the type of autoimmune disease that you have, on what type of treatment that you get. If this happens to be an autoimmune disease that involves lots of antibody being produced, you may be able to plasmapheresis that person. If it involves an inflammatory reaction, and what would be an inflammatory reaction when the antigen-antibody complement complexes, then you may want to take anti-inflammatory drugs. It may involve removing of the spleen, such as in platelet disease. It may involve removing other organs. It may involve hormone replacement. If you don't have any thyroid hormone or if you don't have any insulin, you're going to have to take those hormones. So here are some of the treatments of autoimmune diseases. A more severe type treatment is where you're going to immunosuppress everything. You may take drugs, or you may take materials that are going to kill cells. You may take anti-metabolites. You may take alkylating agents that actually kill lymphocytes. You may use anti-lymphocytic serum to kill lymphocytes. You may use radiation to get rid of some cells that are involved in these reactions. So some of those treatments are extremely drastic in treating these diseases.